flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning, folks. What a great morning it is. We are on the final countdown. I am joined by Dave Cohen, WWL News Director. I mean, we've been talking about this for months now, Dave.
Years and since they put the bid together.
The moment is here.
Yeah, you know, since they announced we got the record-tying 11th Super Bowl here in New Orleans, the excitement has been building for several years now since the bid went out, then when we got the bid, and now really since this NFL season started, we've been feeling it growing and growing, and it's unbelievable now. When you come to downtown New Orleans and you just see these 40-story tall banners surrounding you on every building, when you see all of the stages set up for live performances and concerts and street parties, tents everywhere, and just they've installed all of these visually appetizing attractions everywhere you look now, from the French Quarter to downtown to the Warehouse District to here where we are at the Convention Center. The buzz is just so perceivable and fun.
So we're going to have some of our regularly scheduled guests. Guy Williams is going to join us in the 12 o'clock hour. We'll talk about trade deficits and tariffs, and we'll get that explanation.
That bouncing ball, you got to follow every step of the way.
Absolutely. We'll also talk about U.S. aid. That seems to be a little bit of a controversy that falls under the State Department. And we'll talk about good news in Louisiana education with Guy Williams. At 11 a.m., a lot of people may not remember this, but Tulane University will be hosting Moving the Chains, a discussion on professional football's role in a civil rights movement in New Orleans. I remember this, and I remember having many conversations with my former boss, Sheriff Harry Lee, because he was the head of the Louisiana Restaurant Association in 1964. He was 32 years of age at the time. Where they were doing integration of Louisiana restaurants. Uh-huh. And a number of members, it was the AFL All-Star Game that was going to be played here in New Orleans. And a number of members of the team were not treated, black athletes were not treated properly when they got here, and they decided we're not playing. And they actually moved the game from New Orleans to Houston. And it really caused a period of self-reflection for the city of New Orleans, because just 2 years later, we were awarded a franchise. And there was actually an audit done of the city as to whether or not they were attempting to come into compliance with the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Well, we're going to have the author, Aaron Grayson Sapp, of that book at 11 o'clock.
I vividly remember Buddy D used to always talk about how vital, once we got the Saints and once the Saints started playing, how vital it was in moving forward the civil rights movement here in New Orleans, because in the stands were people of every color, of every race, of every age. They would come together to root together for the Saints. And it race didn't matter. And the outlying civil rights issues didn't matter at that time, at least. During the game, everyone was all cheering for the same team and all together. And he really did chronicle that over the years and note how vital it was to making people realize, wait a minute, we can't all get along.
Yep, absolutely. And the irony is, I remember as a young child, and then looking back, hell, every Mardi Gras, we all partied together. We were all fighting for doubloons together, fighting for beads together, doing this, doing that, everything that we do in Mardi Gras still today as an adult, you know, and it hasn't changed.
Right, and it still is. And of course, there was that blip with the forced integration of crews that created controversy. But overall, you're right. Mardi Gras, like professional sports, and particularly professional football and the Saints, here in New Orleans has been so crucial to making people get along at times when otherwise and elsewhere they didn't get along so well.
And we'll also have Samir Moa, general manager, Caesars New Orleans. They embarked upon hundreds of millions of dollars investment in their facility. They have completely transformed what looked like a Harrah's now into a Caesars. And I think that finally the hotel is completely open. We'll talk about that, the Nobu floors and all that's going on there. And we'll talk about the amount of sports betting that's going on and records could be set.
Absolutely. And I hear that we're getting started now with the opening news conference for the Super Bowl. Cullen, can we bring that up live here on WWL? Listen to the Saints owner Gail Benson live on WWL.
Great hosting Super Bowl 59. I, of course, must acknowledge the incredible dedication and work of our host committee and the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation and its president and CEO, Jay Cicero. Jay has led more host committees than he probably cares to admit, and he has always done it with class and integrity, and we are incredibly appreciative of Jay and his Sports Foundation staff for doing the hard work over many years to make this week possible. As you all know, our host committee is led by Entergy's Marcus Brown, who has been an unbelievably engaged, thoughtful, and passionate leader of this effort. We could not have asked for a better chair of the host committee. Although I am confident if he had known how much work it would be, he might not have accepted. We are forever grateful that you did, and that our friend and partner, Entergy's CEO, Drew Marsh, who has not only generously supported the host committee as a founding member, but has also been very understanding of the demands we have made on Marcus's time. In addition to Entergy, I would like to thank our other founding partner, Chevron, and all our partners for supporting this incredible undertaking, both with financial support and with hundreds of volunteers who serve as leaders of our various committees, ambassadors, and event staff. In addition, I would like to thank our local state government, law enforcement, and other agency for their participation in hosting Super Bowl 59. Throughout the planning and execution of this event, political party, parish lines, or who gets the credit have never once been a consideration for our elected officials and government agencies. Everyone has been in lockstep every step of the way and proved that people will always be more important than politics in our state. When the game kicks off on Sunday, it will take place in the spectacular newly renovated Caesars Superdome, which has been truly transformed in partnership with our state and the LSED. We greatly appreciate what we have accomplished together and look forward to continuing our partnership and hosting many more Super Bowls together. And now, It is my great pleasure to introduce Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser, who has been fully committed to providing every resource at his disposal to support Super Bowl 59. Thank you.
Listen to your live coverage of the Super Bowl opening news conference on WWL. Here's the Lieutenant Governor.
Thank you, Ms. Benson, for those kind words. You are truly an amazing ambassador for not only the city of New Orleans, but the great state of Louisiana. Honored to be here today to welcome everyone to the state of Louisiana. There's truly no place like New Orleans anywhere in the world. And I'm sure Super Bowl 59 will go down in history as one of the greatest games ever played and the greatest Super Bowl week ever. I want to thank the NFL for their commitment to Louisiana for a record tying 11th time hosting the Super Bowl here. And it will be an unbelievable event. I'm also glad, and I want to thank the Convention Center for allowing Louisiana seafood to come in to be shared with the media center all week this week. Our seafood is something we're very proud of. I've also got to thank Marcus Brown, the chairman of the Super Bowl committee, the New Orleans Saints, the New Orleans Sports Foundation, the host committee, Governor Landry, and all the men and women in law enforcement that are going to make sure we have a safe week here in New Orleans. So I wish everyone an exciting time here in New Orleans. Have a great time and enjoy the Super Bowl. And now I'd like to turn it over to Mayor Cantrell of the great city of New Orleans. Thank you.
All right, New Orleans Mayor Latoya Cantrell on WWL.
Well, good morning. And I will say welcome back to the city of New Orleans. We are so, so proud and so prepared to host Super Bowl 59. You know, things just don't happen just because. It takes people who are your biggest asset. Leaning on in, you heard from our infamous owner, Gail Benson, of course, from the Lieutenant Governor, but also from our host committee, Jay Cicero, the foundation, you'll hear from many more leaders. But what I want to say this morning is our biggest asset are the people of this city, those who have tirelessly leaned on in to ensure that we were ready and that we are ready to host Super Bowl 59. The thousands of city employees, even layered with employees at the state of Louisiana, our public safety officials from every single way, from local, state, and federal partners. We're all committed to ensuring that we have a beautiful and an exciting Super Bowl week here in the city of New Orleans. We know that we're built to host. We know that we're second to none when it comes to our culture and just the magic that this city has to offer. So it is my opportunity, but really my privilege and pleasure now to introduce Mr. Peter O'Reilly. And I have to say, the NFL was unshaken, standing with the city of New Orleans after January 1. And the first comment made to me from the NFL was that they wanted to make sure that the soul and the spirit of New Orleans was unshaken as well. And so I want to say thank you, because the focus was on this city, her people, but also recognizing that when we come together, we're stronger together. And so let this be a real testament, not only of our faith, but how we are stronger and united in ensuring that Super Bowl 59 will be the best ever. And it is my hope that we get Super Bowl sooner than later, once again. So Peter, come on up, and thank you so much.
Thank you, Mayor. Very well said, Mayor. Good morning, everybody. Thank you all for being here. On behalf of the NFL, we are thrilled to kick off Super Bowl 59 week here in New Orleans, here in the state of Louisiana. We could not be more excited. The Kansas City Chiefs are on the ground here. The Philadelphia Eagles are here. The Vince Lombardi Trophy is here. It came in on a traditional New Orleans second line into Jackson Square last night into a beautiful projection show on the St. Louis Cathedral. So we are ready to roll. We are ready to roll, and we could not be more excited. But none of us would be here without the people behind me on this stage. That's why we're here, each of them, New Orleans and company. Marcus is chair. Mayor, thank you. Lieutenant Governor, Governor Landry, Jay and the host committee, and certainly, last but not least, the New Orleans Saints, Mrs. Benson, her leadership, her impact across the league, and also across this city and this state, and the rest of the leadership of the New Orleans Saints sitting down here to my right. We are so grateful, and we want to do right by this city and this state in this record 11th time Super Bowl. We got a great matchup. As Mrs. Benson said, we've got a great stage, a beautifully renovated Caesars Superdome. This is our biggest stage, and we're going to shine a big spotlight, a big global spotlight on it in every way. But it's not just about Sunday. A lot of focus on Sunday. It's about this week. And our focus and everyone behind me's focus is making this week as accessible as possible. Starts tonight at the Caesars Superdome with Super Bowl opening night. Some may not know what that is, but we hope to have 30,000 fans in there at this event that's very accessible, a $20 ticket to set the tone for the week. The teams will be there. The media will be there. A really engaging event. So that event kicks off the week, and then Super Bowl experience right here at the Morial Convention Center kicks off on Wednesday. And that's our theme park, a chance for fans to come together. Again, $20 ticket, kids 12 and under free, to experience the Super Bowl, even if you're not able to be in the Dome on Sunday. So many other great events throughout the week. Super Bowl Soulful Celebration at the Mahalia Jackson on Wednesday. Taste of the NFL at the National World War II Museum on Saturday, and on and on. So it's about the week. It's also about the legacy. What goes and lives on well beyond the final whistle on Sunday, and the partners behind us have come together with the NFL to make sure that the impact goes well beyond. There are 40-plus community impact events this week in New Orleans, focused on youth, focus on volunteerism, focused on sustainability. We've partnered with the people behind me, the city and the host committee, for our NFL Source program, bringing local, diverse, small businesses into the Super Bowl ecosystem in really powerful ways. More than 225 local businesses. We're proud of that effort. And ultimately, we want to be authentic to New Orleans, and probably no greater representation than that logo that will be seen everywhere. That was designed by Queen Taj, bead by bead, to represent this city. The first time that someone other than an NFL creative director, Devant Durant, designed our Super Bowl logo. And it's my favorite ever. It represents this city and its authenticity. It's part of the theme art. It's up on buildings around the city. And that's about being authentic to this city. And then bringing that to life in powerful ways. We've got incredible entertainment. Yes, we've got Post Malone performing on the YouTube Super Bowl tailgate stage. We've got Kendrick Lamar joined by SZA and the Apple Music Super Bowl halftime show. Kendrick had a big night last night. But importantly, we are bringing to the fore New Orleans and Louisiana music in big ways. That's what pregame will be. Ledisi singing Lift Every Voice and Sing. Trombone Shorty and Lauren Daigle singing America the Beautiful, an incredible rendition. John Batiste singing the national anthem. And then an opening ceremony we haven't talked about much that will be a tribute to New Orleans, its culture, its music, its vibrancy. And as the mayor said, our goal as a league is to showcase the resiliency of this city, the resiliency of this country, and do that in powerful ways. And we're honored to do that, and we hope to do right by everyone behind me here. So we are ready to roll, and it's now my honor to hand over to someone who's been with us on this whole journey, the chairman of the New Orleans Super Bowl Host Committee, Marcus Brown.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT!
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brown, thank you.
Marcus Brown, actually the Executive Vice President and General Counsel of Entergy Corporation. Speaking
thank
there
you, Peter,
now,
good
Jay
morning
Cicero.
To everyone. I want to commend, Peter, you and your team, highly professional, extremely efficient, and thoughtfully empathetic when it comes to working with your NFL communities. It's been a pleasure. Now, Entergy is the only Fortune 500 company headquartered in New Orleans and one of only two in the state of Louisiana. We are very mindful of our responsibility to help position all of our communities for long-term success. We have done this for more than 100 years, and we remain committed to this responsibility, especially here in the city we call home. Entergy is proud to serve as a founding partner of the New Orleans Super Bowl host committee. Serving as founding partner aligns with one of our most important objectives, creating value for our communities by partnering in economic development, corporate social responsibility, volunteerism, and advocacy. I'm sure you can appreciate that hosting the premier sporting event in America and one of the biggest events in the world is no small task. So I want to recognize and thank the entire team at the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation, the Entergy team, and the corporations and the many volunteers from across the state for being responsible stewards of Super Bowl 59. Their hard work and dedication to planning many of this week's events were proved to be vital in making Super Bowl 59 an incredible experience for everyone. Finally, I want to personally thank the people on this stage for their focused commitment. Ms. Benson, for continuing to be the heartbeat of our city and state. Lieutenant Governor Nungesser, for you and the state, for the work that you've done in supporting us, but more importantly, for your vision to elevate the state's economic development focus of this event. Mayor Cantrell, to you and your team, for never taking your eyes off the prize despite the many challenges that have been thrown your way. And of course, Peter, Walt, Jay, all of you, thank you for your leadership and your enthusiastic support. Now it is my pleasure to introduce Walt Leger, President and CEO of New Orleans & Company.
Good morning. Welcome to New Orleans. Marcus, thank you for the introduction, and thank you to Mrs. Benson, Lieutenant Governor Nungesser, Mayor Cantrell, Peter, and Jay for inviting New Orleans & Company to express a few messages of welcome this morning. All the stretching has been done. All the pregame warm-ups have been complete. It is now time for the city of New Orleans to perform. And it couldn't do that without everyone on this stage and many others in this room on an incredible team representing the city of New Orleans. It's our honor at New Orleans & Company, on behalf of our 1,100 members and the 85,000 people who work in the industry, to welcome the world to our city this week, to have invested in and worked alongside the host committee, as well as leaders from the state and Governor Landry's office and Lieutenant Governor's office, and of course, in the mayor's office and so many others, to get our city prepared. The world is at our doorstep. Caesars Superdome will be the world's living room for Super Bowl 59 in just a couple of days. We've been preparing for this event for over 6 years now, closely working with the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation. Jay and your team is simply sensational. And to both you and the entire staff at the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation, I know our team says thank you. Of course, to the Saints and their team as well, Mr. Hales and Lausha and Bensel, as well as so many more who have made these days possible. And here we are, ready to roll out the red carpet to the world. Indeed, as we say at New Orleans and Company, this is one of the most special cities on the planet to live, work in, visit, and invest in. Everyone is truly welcome here. We live by that mantra and that welcoming spirit that will be on full display across the community, our city, in our hotels, in our restaurants, in music clubs, in shopping corridors, in galleries, indeed in our own homes. As we say to everyone, New Orleans is built to host. Thank you to the NFL for your continued confidence in our city to host this event. We believe we do it like no other city. No other city sounds like the city of New Orleans. No other city tastes like the city of New Orleans. And no other city is as welcoming, as remarkable, or as unique as our city is. I want to also thank the team and the staff at ASM and at the Superdome, as well as here at the Convention Center for opening their arms to the world as well. And a tremendous thank you once again to our constant partner, the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation, who we've worked with over the years to bring numerous championship events to our city. When we compete together, we win together, and as a city, we are all champions. I join our community in being a proud New Orleanian and Louisianian, and in less than a week, this city of champions will crown the next champion of the NFL, the next Superdome, Super Bowl champion. And guess what? Right after that, we can get ready for the next one. Thank you. With that, I bring up Jay Cicero. Thank you, Jay.
Thank you, Walt, and I appreciate all the kind words that everyone said about the Sports Foundation and our staff. I think they have done an incredible job. We have 16 working committees that Marcus appointed the chairs of, and over 1,500 people working on those committees, plus another 4,000 volunteer ambassadors that will be spread throughout downtown at the airport and at special events all week. I'm not sure I could say much more than what's been said today. Except that there are some special events that are free to the public this week that the host committee is throwing. One private one is our media party tomorrow. I know all you guys want to go to the media party. It's at Mardi Gras World. It starts at 7 o'clock tomorrow, so it's within walking distance here tomorrow evening. I think you all will love that. But a couple of other public events that we're going to really be pushing is on Friday and Saturday, there's Louisiana Culture Fest down at the French Market at the other end of the French Quarter. We encourage you to experience all the Louisiana cultures together, the music, the fun, pageantry of that area, and a lot of food, of course. And then Saturday morning at 10 a.m., we're going to have the first ever New Orleans Super Bowl Host Committee Parade. It'll be from 10 a.m. to noon. Starting in the French Quarter and rolling through up Borger Street and ending on St. Charles Avenue. There'll be very unique Super Bowl themed floats from Super Bowl sponsors and very unique throws. It'll be broadcast nationally, and we're really excited to be able to have an element of our culture that has been used in some ways but never been fully taken advantage of. So it's just a it's just something we're very proud of. And look, it's a full-blown Mardi Gras parade. It's going to be fantastic with all the marching bands and the dancing groups and everything else in between it. So Ty Graves is serving as the as our king of this Mardi Gras parade. He is bringing a ton of celebrities with him. There's all kinds of celebrities that are going to be on the floats. There are going to be a lot of our Impact 59 recipients that will be on the floats. And so we're very excited about that, some new elements that we're happy to bring here. But we hope to see you all at the media party tomorrow night again at Mardi Gras World, 7 p.m. to 11. If there's anything that we can do to make your life easier, we're here to serve. We're here to make sure that you guys have a great time and do what's great. So this is, as everyone said, 6 years lead up to this point, a lot of work in the last 2 years, of course. And so now it's time to let's go and let's get it done. And that's our theme. It's what we do. So now let's just do it.
Thank All you. Right. You've been listening to the opening news conference for the Super Bowl coming up Sunday here in New Orleans. That was Jay Cicero putting a bow on all the speakers. When we come back, Newell and I will talk about what we just heard. And Newell, we're going to have the general manager of Caesars New Orleans joining us coming up out of the break as well as we celebrate Super Bowl week coming to you live from Radio Row here in the Morial Convention Center at the New Orleans Super Bowl Host Committee booth on WWL.
Folks, I'm Newell Norman with Dave Cohen, and we'll be here all week long broadcasting live from the Host Committee's Media Center on Radio Row in the Morial Convention Center. That is New Orleans and Company. They got a beautiful booth set up here. It's really nice. Folks are coming by saying hello to them. Obviously, there's been a lot of interaction between members of the media, organizations, and otherwise, and New Orleans and Company.
You know, what amazes me is if you've ever been in this space when it's empty, it's just a concrete floor and metal walls and so nondescript. But then you come back, and I need to get whoever puts these things together to come to my house, because in a matter of a couple of days, they transform. They put down this plush carpet. They put up all these walls. They've got TV screens everywhere, plants. I mean, it's just it's one of the most comfortable, inviting spaces.
And they has more broadcast studios in one single area than any other, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, and I talked to Jay Cicero the other day, and I don't remember the exact numbers, but there are thousands and thousands of members of the media in town now. And compared to last time we had a Super Bowl in 2013, it's doubled the number of media members who are broadcasting, reporting, posting, and here in town to tell the story of New Orleans. And that's the invaluable advertising you just can't buy when you have, I think it's like 6,000 different journalists here talking about New Orleans and the Super Bowl being here. And that can only get more people to want to come here, see New Orleans, taste New Orleans, feel New Orleans, and be a part of New Orleans.
You know, Media Row used to be tables and tables and tables and a couple of these temporary studio sets set up. Now it's quite the opposite.
Yes. It's like everyone brought their living room here.
Dave, we're joined by Samir Mowat, General Manager, Caesars New Orleans, otherwise known as Sammy. Sammy, welcome to the show.
What's up, Newell? What's up? How are you guys this morning?
Well, we know you're not busy over there.
No, nothing going on at the casino.
We have had, it's literally been over a year of planning, and it's been pretty intense the last few months. And I would tell you that we have reached a point where we're just excited to have this week here, and then there's a whole other group of us that's kind of just excited for a week from today when we can let it all culminate and kind of get back to our regular jobs. But obviously, the Super Bowl and all things associated with it brings a ton of opportunity for Caesars, and we're excited to host some of our best players from around the enterprise and showcase the Caesars Sportsbook, and most importantly, let the whole world see what Caesars New Orleans has been transformed into. So we're really excited.
Yeah, you've completely rebranded, you've completely remodeled, you've built a whole new hotel, and all of that in anticipation. And you may have done it anyway, but really, we've known for what they said in the news conference, 7 years now we've been waiting for this game. Yeah. And so was it your goal to have those hundreds of millions or billions of dollars in improvements done in time for this week?
There's no question. So our $435 million transformation was this game was absolutely in mind. To your point, we would have done something anyway because we wanted to extend our lease with the state and make sure that as a company we continued to operate. But then as the game came into focus, and even the date came into focus with the flip-flop from Vegas last year, the idea that the timing would be perfect, in the last couple weeks we have wrapped up everything. Our last couple floors of the hotel have opened up. Our newest and the last bar to open, the Galleria Bar, which is modeled after the Galleria Bar right when you walk into Caesars Palace in Las Vegas, is open. We're punch listing a few things here and there, but we are now officially completed the Caesars New Orleans transformation, and the timing couldn't be more perfect.
No, absolutely. There's no doubt that that was always the backdrop, the Super Bowl, right? And I know that
no doubt.
And I know that there were a lot of things that had to fall in place, and I'm sure that snow event didn't help much either, did it?
Well, and you know, Newell, if you think about it, the first thing we opened, which is almost it's 2.5 years ago now, was it was the Caesars Sportsbook right here at Caesars New Orleans, and that. While people have given us a great response to that with our 150-foot video screen and all the viewing area and everything, that was the first thing because that timed up with that LSU-Florida State game a couple years ago.
Right.
That was down at the Caesars Superdome. And now to come full circle to where we're hosting the Super Bowl, and even as much as we're sending a bunch of people down to the game, we're also hosting our first think Vegas style watch party in the sports book where we'll have guests in there as well. And you take that with the app, and you know, it's kind of fun. You go down to the Caesars Superdome, right? You log into the Wi-Fi, which says Caesars Superdome Wi-Fi. You get on the Caesars sports book. You can bet on the game, whether it's one of the straight bets or one of the hundreds of props we have out there. And we're looking to set a record in Louisiana and here with our sports book, in the sense of we're thinking this is going to be the biggest event that's happened sports betting wise in the state. Last year in Nevada and with us in Las Vegas as a part of it, $185+ million was wagered on the game. And I don't know if we'll break that record for the state, but I'm confident the state's going to set a single game event type record, and we couldn't be more excited to be a big part of that.
Yeah, I know that the NCAA men's basketball tournament and the Super Bowl typically jockey for dominance, but with the game here and with you welcoming so many guests, celebrities, and just everybody else, that maybe, just maybe, we can make sure the Super Bowl is number one this year.
Oh, we absolutely think so. And even, look, it's going to be a great weekend. You've got NBA games. There's UFC on Saturday night. And then not to mention all of the different parties and events that are going to be in and around town. And it's all going to culminate with the game. And if you can't get into the game, I don't think there's a better place to watch it than right here at the Caesars Sportsbook.
Absolutely, and there's so many different restaurants. I know Nobu is setting records there for you, as well as a number of other restaurants that you guys have opened there. Everything you need to do for an event like this is right there, and it is by far the cleanest facility in the city of New Orleans. It always amazes me, you know, the transformation daily. When you think about the people that go through there, that it shines even more so the next day after.
It's a battle every day, Newell, and our team does a great job of making sure of that. And, you know, to your point, everything's going to be full, all of our restaurants. It's crazy. I'm not going to name drop, but some of the people I've been texting with this week saying, hey, I'm so-and-so, and of course I know who it is, and can I get a table at Nobu or a table at Emeralds or what's available? Look, it's a fun week, and As all of our restaurants, our new Center Bar Octavia, everything's going to be maxed out this week. Even the Fillmore has some great events upstairs. We can't be more excited to host everyone. But at the end of the day, it's all about the big game, and that's why all these folks are coming down, and we can't wait to send them down to the Caesars Superdome next Sunday.
All right, Sammy, tell the truth. I'm going to put you on the spot here.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
Most weeks, you can say yes. I'm certain.
To every request.
This week,
you've known me for a while, Newell, and I've got a group of friends that generally get a yes out of me, right, based on the history and the relationship and all that. And,
we abuse you. There's no doubt about
that. it's been pretty much exclusively no's this week. But look, how often – does when somebody asks for something. And look, the folks such as yourself, my other great friends and contacts in the city, they're often not looking for free. They're just looking for access.
Absolutely.
But in this case, the access comes at such an opportunity cost that it's the you know, it's one of the few times where I really feel like I'm making a decision between you know what's best for the business or what's best for my friends.
I'm just teasing.
And the once in a blue moon that happens, you know, I know who pays my check, right?
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
Caesars is going to win.
Yeah, but it's got to be hard with some of the celebrities in sports and entertainment and politics and everything else who all want it this week, and they all wait till the last week to make these requests.
Well, of course, because we're the center of the universe, right? We're the center of everyone.
You're going to have to tell some very big people.
Some are looking for discounts. It's crazy.
Well, have fun with that.
Yeah, have a great week, Sammy. We're really proud of what y'all have accomplished. I mean, it's been such a great addition to the city and the offerings as we talk about this city being built to host. The nature of that transformation, if you haven't been there, folks, you don't know what you're missing. It is absolutely stunning. It's beautiful. And there's so much to offer. And good luck, and hang in there, my friend.
No, I appreciate it. And look, I hope everybody can make it down, because as much as there's all this private access and event-type things this week, I would tell you that Caesars New Orleans is going to have some of the best people watching in the city this week, as I think we're going to be a pretty hot spot for all of the visitors in town.
No doubt. Thank you so much, yep. Sameer Mowat, General Manager, Caesars New Orleans. We will be right back, folks. Dave Cohen, Newell Norman, broadcasting live from Media Row at the host booth of New Orleans & Company, Dave.
Yeah, and you know, you heard Sameer talk about how they put $450 million into getting ready for this week.
Mm-hmm.
That's being replicated, maybe not quite to that level,
right,
but over and over at hotels, at restaurants, at bars, like the Four Seasons. They absolutely wanted to be 100% done and on display in time for the Super Bowl. So, you know, you talk about the economic impact of a Super Bowl, and you can't discount. Michael Heck told me that at least $3 billion in private economic development and investment was made in facilities around the city to get ready for.
Well, we've had a bunch of new restaurants open. Some friends of mine opened Rizzuto's Prime at the Hyatt Regency. I went over there the other night before the Pelicans game. Incredible meal, beautiful restaurant. I mean, they dumped all kinds of money there. I mean, and you're seeing this replicated over and over and over. There's probably 10 new restaurants in the city.
Yeah, like I said, $3 billion in improvements privately to our city, not to mention the public dollars. That's what a Super Bowl does for
absolutely
your city. All right.
So come on down and join the festivities. We will be right back, folks. Stay with us.
And Newell, wow, the activity has picked up in this media center.
It's buzzing now.
We're seeing people everywhere. They are flowing in to just be a part of this whole energy that is the beginning of Super Bowl week.
I was really happy that we were able to broadcast the opening press conference, because that really is what starts everything off, right? And mm-hmm. they welcome everyone to the city. It really kind of starts with the media first, leading up to the event before some of the activities start this evening. And if you really want to get a real view of what it's going to look like inside the dome and what you will be seeing on television Sunday, tonight's a night to go down there.
And this is something they never did before when the Super Bowl was in New Orleans. I think last year was the first year they did it, where they have this opening night event where for $20, anybody can go to the Superdome. You still have to go through the same security procedures as if you're going to a game, obviously. But anybody can go to the Superdome for $20, go in. Every player and every coach is going to be there.
Yeah.
At the same time, and there you can go and listen to them talking to the media, and you can watch them on the screens. They're going to have live bands, they're going to have performances, they're going to have all kinds of concessions open, and to me that's a really neat way. And they got 25,000 people I think last year in Vegas the first time they did it. To me, it's a really neat way for people, because tickets are what, $7,500 is the cheap seat right now for the Super Bowl. It's a way for people who can't go to the game to at least experience what it's like in the dome.
Well, you get to experience all of it, the security protocols, those procedures, right? I mean, you know, folks hear a lot of chatter about it. Having worked a number of Super Bowls, it's
On the
police side of things, I'm familiar with it. But I think there's a lot of curiosity about how that all works. And, mm-hmm. you know, when you watch a game on TV, you don't get all of what's going on there, right? When you watch it on TV.
No, yeah, and you get what the cameras the whole, show
exactly.
you. This
yeah.
way you get to go in the dome tonight, $20, and see everything. And it is kind of neat to see all of the players and all the coaches. You probably won't be able to get autographs, but you'll be able to get close to them, see them, hear them, and that's neat.
Yeah. No, I think it's very well done and a nice event to start things off. This place is really starting to buzz. You can feel the energy.